Today we're going to do Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding on the top line of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're talking about all of the issues relating to a person's schar and onesh and the din on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna asked the following contradiction between two pesukim. Ksiv tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. It says that Hashem is righteous in all of his ways, meaning Hashem acts with justice, with truth. He's not mevater. It's everything is exactly righteous. Uksiv v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. But the pasuk also says that Hashem is a chassid. He acts with chassidus, which sounds like it's lefnim yishur asadin. Answers Gemara b'tchila tzadik. Lubasov chassid, that initially Hashem acts like with tzidkus, with righteousness, with exact justice, and then when he sees that the world is not going to work that way, that everyone's just going to fall apart, so then he acts with rachamim. Rabbi Elazar asked the stira between two psukim. Ksiv ulcha Hashem chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with chesed. Uksiv ki atot tishalim li'ish kima aseyu, that Hashem gives a person his just deserts, exactly what he deserves, not chesed. So betchila ki atot tishalim kima aseyu, b'sof ulcha Hashem chesed. Same answer. Initially Hashem planned on using midas Hadin, but he saw that it doesn't work out that way, and therefore he uses instead Midas HaChesed. Ilfi va'armi la ilfa rami. Either Ilfi or Ilfa, depending on what the fellow's name is, asked the following stira in the Yud Gimel Midos. Ksiv v'rav chesed. It says that Hashem is rav chesed. He does abundant kindness. Uksiv v'emes. And it also says v'emes. So which is it? Is he chesed or does he do exactly what you deserve? Betchila v'emes l'besof rav chesed. Initially it's emes, but ultimately it's rav chesed. So that's how we have three different ways of asking the same question, and the answer is the same all three times. So main point number one is Hashem initially wanted to run the world with Midas Hadin, but because it wasn't going to work, he changed to Midas HaChesed. That's the same answer to three different questions. So let's begin now the next line about Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. Vayavar Hashem al panav vayikra. Not for the fact that it said this in the Torah, we never would have been able to say this. This teaches that Hashem wrapped himself in a talis like a shliach tzibur, the herulah l'moshe seder tefila, and he taught Moshe Rabbeinu the order of Yud Gimel Midos, how to daven. Amaloni said him, "Kol zman sheYisrael chotin, ya'asu lefanai kaseh derazar v'ani moch alehem." So whenever Yisrael sins, whenever the Jewish people sin, they should do like they should do this, and I will be mochel to them. They should say these Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and I'll be mochel to them. Hashem, Hashem. What does it mean? Hashem, Hashem. Why does it repeat the Shem Hashem twice? Ani hu kodem sheyachta adam, v'ani hu la'achar sheyachta adam v'yasa tshuva. I am the same Hashem before a person sins, and the same Hashem after he sins and does tshuva. Kel rachem v'chanun, am ravido bris krusos shoshes remidos, sheinu chosos reikam. That Hashem makes a covenant that these 13 midos, if a person uses them properly, he will not turn away empty-handed. Shenemar, hinei anochi kores bris. Hashem made such a covenant. So main point number two is, Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu to say the Yud Gimel Midos, and they're guaranteed to work. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, gadol l'tshuva shemekras gzardino shel adam. Tshuva is so great because it tears up a person's gzardin. Shenemar, hashmein leiv ha'amazeh v'aznav hachbeid ve'inav hosha. So we see that if a person does tshuva, it's v'rapelo, he's going to have a refuah. Asks the Gemara, Amrle Rav Papa Labai v'dilma l'fenei gzardin. Maybe this pasuk is talking about before the gzardin. How do I know that tshuva is even going to work once the gzardin is already finalized? Amrle v'rapelo k'siv ezu davar shetzaruch refuah haviyomer zegzardin. If it says he's going to have a refuah, a spiritual refuah, that has to be something that requires a refuah. A gzardin requires a refuah. If there was no gzardin, there's no need for a refuah. Meisivei asks the Gemara, Shav bein atayim, someone who does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, mochelunol, they'll have mechila. Lo shav bein atayim, if he doesn't do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, afilu hevi kol eilei nevayos shabaolam in mochelunol. He could bring all the korbanos in the world, tshuva's not going to help, it's not going to work if he didn't do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So says Marlo, so don't you see that tshuva doesn't help after the gzardin? How can we say that tshuva works as a refuah even after the gzardin? Apparently over here, once the gzardin is finalized in Yom Kippur, it's too late. Answer Gemara lo kasha. Habi yachid habitzibur. When a yachid does tshuva, it does not work after the gzar din. But a tzibur that does tshuva, it works even after the gzar din. Meisrei Limar asks further. Eini Hashem elokach haba. Hakadosh Baruch Hu looks at Eretz Yisrael. Itim latova, itim lara. Sometimes Hashem is mashkiach on Eretz Yisrael for good, and sometimes for bad. Itim letova ketzad. How is it that Hashem looks on Eretz Yisrael for good? Harisha Yisrael Rosham Gemurin Rosh Hashanah. If Yisrael were totally wicked on Rosh Hashanah, upaskulam geshamim muatim, and in Bezin Shel Maila was paskin that they were going to have a small amount of rain, lesof chazruben, and then after Yom Kippur they do tshuva, lahosif alehen efshar, so you can't add more rain, shakvar nigzer gzer, because the gzer was already made, and you can't be mevatel gzer that was already made. Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu maridan bismanhan. Hashem will take that small amount of rain and he'll time it just so that will maximize the impact of that rain. Allah aretz hatzrich alen, and it will rain dafka on the land that needs it the most, on the gardens and the orchards that require the rain. Hakol lefi aretz, based on the needs of that rain. Itim l'ra'a ketzad. What does it mean that it's itim l'ra'a? Hareisha Yisrael tzadikim gemurim rashana. Sometimes Klal Yisrael could be tzadikim gemurim rashana. Upasku aleihen geshamim merubin. So Hashem decides in Bezin Shalmaila they're going to have lots of rain. L'sof chazur behen, and then they do the opposite of tshuva. They start sinning. Livchos mehen efshar. So to make less rain can't be. Shekvar nixra gzera. Hashem already made a gzera for a lot of rain. Ella, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu maridon shelo bizmanan. He makes it rain at the wrong times, and ala aretz she'en etzricha lehen, and on lands that don't really need it. So since we said that a gzar din of a tzibur can get ripped up, so when Yisrael or Rishayim or Rashan and they do tshuva, so Litova, why didn't we say over here that when it was Latova, that when Klal Yisrael does better, that Hashem will rip up the Gzar Din and make it rain more for them? Says Gemara, no, Shaini Hasam Dav Shabhachi. Over there it's different, because if the Gzar Din can be kept and still give them extra bracha by timing the rain, then Hashem would rather do that. So although a gzar din of a tzibur, maybe we'll make this main point, a gzar din of a yachid cannot be ripped up after it's finalized, so that's why it's so important to do tshuva during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but a gzar din of a tzibur can be ripped up even after it's finalized if there are no other options. Tashma, the Gemara is going to bring a raya that even a tzibur, we find that a gzar din is ripped up. So yorde ayam ba'anios, osei melacha b'mayim rabim, Heimaro Masay Hashem, Vayomer Vayamadu Achsar, Vatromim Gala, Vyachog Vyanu Kashikor, Vayetzakol Hashem Batsarlem Yodul Hashem Chazdo. So we find Asalahen Simonios, that between each pasuk there's an upside down nun to separate it. Ka'ach and Varak and Shabbatorah. Just like the word Ach and Rak in the Torah come to be exclusionary terms over here also. Lomalach, to tell you that Sa'aku, that if they cry out and daven to Hashem, Kodem Gzardin, before the Gzardin was made that they're going to drown, then Netanin, then they'll be answered. But Sa'aku, the Achar Gzardin, Eino Netanin. If they cry out after the Gzardin, they will not be answered. So you see that even though the those who go down to the, there are many people who go into boats, nevertheless the Gzardin is not going to be ripped up, even though it's a Tzibur. So this is a Kashan. Rabbi Yochanan said that a Gzardin of a Tzibur can be ripped up. It seems over here that it's not going to be ripped up. And we're talking about people going to boats, which is a tzibur. And Zagmar Hani Nami Ki Yechidin Damuna. People who are Yorid Liyam are considered like Yechidim, because the majority of the world still remains on dry land. It's not, the majority of the world is not in the water at any given time. Toshima, we'll bring another ayah. Sha'ala Biloria Hagioris Hashem Gamliel. Biloria Hagioris Hashem Gamliel. It says in your Torah, Asher lo yisapanim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show favoritism for any person. Uksiv yisa Hashem panav elecha. Yet at the same time, it says that Hashem favors the Jewish people. So nitpala Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen tried to go approach this Amar La, and he said, Em shalcha mashal ma'adav dome. Let me give you a mashal. La'adam shenosh b'chaver mana. A person who's asking for $100 that his friend owes him, v'kavlos man b'fnei ha-melech, and he promises him in front of the king that he'll pay by a certain amount of time. V'nishba lo b'chayei ha-melech, and he swears by the life of the king. Higiyaz man v'lo pra'o, if the time comes and he didn't pay him back, he comes to appease the king for having sworn by his life and not fulfilling the swear. The melech is going to say to him, "Elboni machulach, that which you were makel on my own honor, that which you didn't take my honor seriously, and you didn't fulfill the shvur that you took by my life, that I can be mochel. But lechu fayeses chavercha, but I can't be mochel the fact that you owe the other guy money. So hachanami over here also." Kan, where it says Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mevater us, he's going to be mevater our sins, b'averus shemen al makom. That's when it comes to averus that we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Kan, where it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nosei panim at all, that he doesn't show any favoritism, that's b'averus shemen al chaveru. That's if we wronged another person, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mochel the wrong that we did to someone else. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'limeid, until Rabbi Akiva came and taught that we could be miyashiv the pasuk in another way, that kan kodem gzardin, kan liachar gzardin, hachanami biyachid, that before the gzardin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nosei panim liYisrael, and if we do tshuva, he'll be mochalas. After the gzardin, Hashem is not nosei panim anymore, he's not going to tear up the gzardin. So you see that the gzardin is not torn up even al yidei tshuva. So the Gemara answers, no, hachanami biyachid. When Rabbi Akiva says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nosei panim liachar gzardin, that's only by a yachid. But in hachinami, by a rabbim, Hashem will tear up the bad decree even after the gzardin. Ugzardin di yachid tanaihi. And even that which we say that a gzardin of a yachid cannot be torn up, it's actually a machlokas tanaim. Detanya ha'ira meiromer shanim shnayim sha'alu lamita. V'cholion shava, two people that take ill and have the same illness. V'chein shnayim sholol gardum nidon, two people are brought in front of a court to be judged in dinan fashos. V'dinan shava, and they both did the same crime. Ze yarad v'ze lo yarad, one of the people who was sick becomes better and the other one doesn't. Ze nitzal v'ze lo nitzal, one of the people who was facing judgment is saved and the other one wasn't. Mipnei ma ze yarad v'ze lo yarad, ze nitzal v'ze lo nitzal, why do they have two different outcomes? The two people had the same exact situation. Ze hispalo v'nana, ze hispalo v'lo nana. Because this one davened and was answered, this one was, and why is it this one davened and answered, this one was not answered? Mipnei ma ze nana v'ze lo nana, ze hispalo tefila shlema v'nana. The one who davened a full tefillah was answered. Zelos pal tefillah shleim lo nana, and the one that didn't daven a full tefillah was not answered. Rav Lazar amar kan kodem gzardin, kan liachar gzardin, that the one who davened and was answered, it must be that he davened before the gzardin, and the one who was not answered davened after the gzardin. Rav Yitzchak amar yaf hatzak li adam, bein kodem gzardin, bein liachar gzardin. Rav Yitzchak says it always works to daven even after the gzardin. Ooh, so that's this machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Lazar says that a gzardin of a yachid can never be torn up. It's a waste of time to daven after the gzardin of a yachid. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, a gzardin of a yachid can even be torn up. Even a gzardin of a yachid can be torn up even after the gzardin is already made. So therefore, it's always worthwhile to daven. So let's make that the last main point. A gzardin of a tzibur can certainly be torn up. A gzardin of a yachid, it's machlokas whether it pays to daven after the gzardin, whether it can still be torn up after the gzardin is already finalized. Bezos Hashem, next time, we'll pick up over there. Ugzardin de tzibur mi mikra.